Good morning. As Colleen stated, this is a grant that is funded through Merck, so that is my financial disclosure as well. As Colleen stated, African-American females are an underserved population that is at increased risk for HPV infection, and they're also less likely to receive the HPV vaccine. And given the risk of HPV infection among this subgroup, it is critical that we enhance the uptake of Gardasil amongst these young ladies. So as Colleen stated, to better inform the development of our media-based intervention, we conducted focus groups with mothers of teenage girls who are 13 to 18 years old, and they were all residing within the Atlanta metropolitan area. Our focus groups were audio taped, transcribed verbatim, and then we analyzed them for the predominant themes. So what we found with the mothers of the 13 to 18 year olds as barriers for them recommending to their daughters to get the HPV vaccine was a lack of information. They were concerned about how this study was conducted to determine the efficacy of the vaccine. They wanted to know if, you know, especially if they had younger daughters, how long did they follow the girls? Did they, how many of the younger girls were actually vaccinated during this trial period? And how long were they followed to see if there were any adverse reactions to the vaccine? They also feared that if their daughters came to them and requested the vaccine, that that was a signal that their daughter was getting ready to have sex. And that was really upsetting to a lot of the mothers that were in the focus groups. And so they would want to have a conversation with their daughters about, well, why are you asking for this vaccine? in general, some of the moms also had just a negative attitude towards vaccines overall, not just the HPV vaccine, but as one mother noted, you know, you're always constantly asking us to vaccine our children in order for them to go to school. What are all these vaccines about? Why do they need them? So we took this information and put it into our DVD. Some of the factors that motivated the moms to get their daughters vaccinated was their relationship with their child's physician. If the healthcare provider was knowledgeable of the vaccine and could give them information about the vaccine or recommended the vaccine, they were more likely to get their child vaccinated. If some of the moms expressed a little bit of anger when their physician tried to just slide the vaccine in with the required vaccinations without talking to them about it first, and if they could not address the mom's concern, they were not going to get their child vaccinated. Also, if there was a family history of cancer in general, they were more likely to get their child vaccinated. As this mom stated, it's not about HPV. It's not about it being a sexually transmitted disease. Her motivation was the prevention of cancer, period. Also, if, again, if the physician was able to give the mom more information or if they sought it out themselves through the internet, or on TV or through brochures, and they had the good and the bad, they were more likely to get their daughters vaccinated. And so in conclusion, brief as this was, we used this information that we received from the moms to help develop our script in the DVD, and also it influenced the choices of questions that we used in our ACASI, especially where Colleen was talking about the familial encouragement of the vaccine. We do have questions within our ACASI that ask, would your mother or parent be accepting of you getting this vaccine? Would your best friend want you to get this vaccine? And with the physician, would your physician want you to get this vaccine? So we incorporated this information into the DVD as well as into the questions that we chose from the literature to put into our intervention. And we would like to acknowledge the mothers who did participate in our focus groups and our study team that worked diligently to transcribe the focus groups and also go through and get the themes for us. And again, the study is funded through Merck and it is approved through the Emory IRB.